Welcome, everyone. Today, we will explore sequences and how to turn loops into clear pipelines using map, filter, and folds, plus Python iterators and generators for lazy processing. From data abstraction to sequence abstraction, today we are moving from data abstraction to sequence abstraction. Last time, we talked about an abstraction barrier using constructors and selectors so you could work with a data type without depending on its internal representation. Now, we are going to treat sequences as a conventional interface. The idea is that once we agree on a standard set of sequence operations, we can build lots of programs that plug into that interface, even if the underlying sequence is implemented in different ways.
So when you say a conventional interface, do you mean like a shared contract where as long as something behaves like a sequence, our code does not care what it is made of?
Exactly. And here is our driving question. Can we build programs as stages on a signal where each stage transforms a sequence and hands the result to the next stage step by step without each stage needing to know the details of the others? A pipeline goal. Select, transform, combine. Exactly. Same plan, many problems. For a concrete example, look at this expression for R. Conceptually, we are adding up a bunch of squared values, but only after filtering to keep the odd ones. Read it like this. R equals the sum for k from 1 to 10 with k odd of k squared. Now map it to the pipeline. Enumerate k from 1 through 10, select the odd k values, transform by squaring each k, and combine by summing the results to get R. Our pipeline goal today is simple. Select, transform, combine. Think of it as a set of stages in order enumerate, then select, then transform, then combine.
So the stages stay the same, but the actual problem changes? Like sometimes we are doing sums, sometimes searches, sometimes other transforms?
Lists, the universal sequence, and they are closed under nesting. Today we are talking about lists. Think of them as the universal kind of sequence. A sequence is just an ordered set of values where position matters. For example, the list bracket 1, 2, 3, 4 bracket is a sequence because the order is part of the meaning.
So if I swap the order like bracket 2, 1, 3, 4 bracket, that is a different list even though it has the same numbers?
Exactly. Now here is a powerful idea called closure. Under nesting lists can contain other lists. So you might see something like double bracket 1, 2 bracket 3, 4 bracket. That first element is itself a list and the whole thing is still just one list.
When a list contains another list, do we treat that inner list as a single item like one slot in the outer sequence?
Map. Transform every element. Separate what from how. Today we are looking at map, which means transform every element in a sequence, and it helps us separate the what from the how. Conceptually, you can define your own version like this. My submap F and S equals a new list where you apply F to each X in S. In Python, the built-in map does that same idea. For example, list of map lambda X, X times X over the list 1, 2, 3, 4 gives you the squares of each element.
So if I change the function, I change the transformation, right? For this one list of map lambda x, x plus 10 over 1, 2, 3, what should I expect the output to be?
Exactly, you're predicting the result of applying the same rule to every element. Adding 10 to each value gives 11, 12, 13, because 1 goes to 11, 2 goes to 12, and 3 goes to 13. Filter, keep only elements that pass a test. Today we are looking at filter. The idea is simple. Keep only the elements that pass a test. One way to define it is my subfilter of P and S returns a list of X for X in S if P of X is true. So P is your test function and S is your sequence. In Python, there is a built-in filter. For example, list of filter with a lambda X, X percent 2 equals 0 over range 10 keeps only the even numbers from 0 up to 9. Checkpoint, predict this before we run it. List a filter with a lambda x, x greater than 3, over the list 1, 5, 2, 7, 3. The actual output is 5 and 7. Notice 3 is excluded because the test is strictly greater than 3, not greater than or equal to 3.
So if I wanted to include 3 as well, I would change the condition to x greater than or equal to 3, right? Because greater than 3 only accepts values that are strictly above 3.
Reduce fold. Combine a whole sequence into one value. Now here is fold right. Conceptually, it starts from the right end of the list and keeps combining inward using a starting value z. Read it like this. Fold right of op z, and the list a1 through an equals a1 op open parent, a2 op open parent, dot 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 op open parent, an op z, close parent, close parent, close parent. Today we are talking about reduce, also called fold, the idea of combining a whole sequence into one value. In Python, you can import it with from functools, import, reduce, and it behaves like a fold left. One key warning order matters when the operation is not associative. Division is a classic example because A divided by B divided by C is not the same as A divided by B divided by C.
So if the operation is something like division, should I expect fold left and fold right to give different answers even with the same list and the same starting value?
The signal processing view, composition beats loops, predict with me, do these two expressions return the same number, and what do you think it is for the numbers 1 through 10? Focus on the idea we are squaring numbers, but only keeping the odd ones, then adding them up.
I see the pipeline version sum of map, with x times x after filter keeps x percent 2 equals 1 over range 1 to 11. So are we filtering first, then squaring, then summing?
Exactly. The comprehension version says the same thing in one line sum of a list where x times x for x in range 1 to 11 if x percent 2 equals 1. In both cases, the odd numbers are 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. Their squares are 1, 9, 2, 5, 4, 9, 8, 1, and the total is 165. Confirm, both return 165. Here is the design when composition beats loops. When you build a pipeline of stages, like a filter, then map, then sum, you can swap stages or change one stage without rewriting the whole traversal, and that keeps your code clearer and easier to modify. Iterators and generators. Pipelines can be lazy. Today we are looking at iterators and generators, and the key idea is that pipelines can be lazy. Lazy means values are produced on demand only when something actually asks for the next value instead of computing everything upfront. A classic example is a generator for natural numbers. You might write def naturals, then set n equals 0, then while true yield n, and then increment n by 1. That yield is the important part. It hands back one value at a time, and the function can keep going later.
So if the loop is while true, does that mean it runs forever, or does it only run as far as I actually pull values from it?
Only as far as you pull. And that is why composition works so well here. Filter and map can stay lazy too. You can chain them into a pipeline, and nothing fully executes until you use something like sum, which forces the generator to produce values one by one until sum has what it needs. Exit ticket. Build and explain a pipeline. Exit ticket time, build and explain a pipeline. Your practice task is this. Write a pipeline that computes the sum of k cubed for all k less than or equal to n, but only when k is divisible by 3. So think in stages, generate candidates up to n filter to keep multiples of 3 cubed each one, then sum.
So I should not start by listing every number first, right? I generate up to n, then filter by divisible by 3, then map to k cubed, then reduce by adding. Is that the idea?
Exactly. Now the reflection question. When would you prefer a generator over a list? Think about what happens when n is large or when you only need values one at a time. A generator can produce items lazily, so you do not store the whole sequence in memory. And you can stop early if the pipeline does not need everything.
So a list is better when I need to reuse the results or index into them, but a generator is better when I just want to stream through the values once, especially if n is huge.
Thanks for watching this. Subscribe to Thinking in Math channel for this and other interesting math topics. And we always welcome your feedbacks. Leave your questions and suggestions in the comments.